Thank you for calling customer support. This is Brandy speaking. How may I help you?
Hi there. I've been getting two charges on my card for a couple months now that I never authorized. So I want to file a dispute and make sure my account is canceled and get reimbursed.
What's that zip code?
Sure, 02413.
And that first and last name?
Sure. Samantha Fleischman, F as in Frank, L-E-I-S-H-M-A-N.
And the zip code was 02413.
Yeah. The zip code of the card might be different. Do you need my mailing address zip code or the zip code of the card?
Mailing address.
Okay, 02413, yeah.
Well, let's try the card then, because I'm not seeing an account with that zip code.
Okay, 02474.
No, ma'am. I'm not seeing an account. Could I have the first six numbers of the first six numbers of the card that was charged and the last four numbers of the same card?
Sure. 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
5515.
Mm-hmm.
3801. You said the first eight?
First six and then the last four.
I believe the last four are 4665. I'm not looking at the card right now, but I think it's 4665.
4665. And that first name was Samantha, and it was Fleischman?
Yeah, Fleischman.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. I found it now. And could you verify that address for me?
Sure. The address of the card is 19 Moccasin Path, and the shipping address is 91 Belmont Street.
Okay. So I do see you had the Ideal Intensity keto product.
I guess so. There are two different charges that.
Yes, one is keto, and then one is a keto. One's a keto, one's a cleanse.
Okay, I guess so then. Yeah.
Okay. Is that product not working for you?
Oh, no. I just, signed up for the free trial, and then they, it automatically enrolled in, I guess, more payments. It started out as, $5 for shipping, and then apparently it renewed, and I haven't been able to cancel it. I didn't know that it was going to renew after the month, because they never contacted me saying, we're going to continue charging your card, or it's going to be $100 a month, et cetera.
Okay. Well, that product, it is a really nice product. Have you tried it when you first received?
No. I'm not interested in trying it just because I don't really know where it came from and, didn't authorize the continuation of the charges.
Okay. You would like to cancel even with the 35% discount on futures orders along with the 30-day extension? Ouch.
Could you say that again, please?
Yes, you would still like to cancel even with the 35% discount on future orders and a 30-day extension?
Yes, please.
Hold on. And that's even with the 50% discount on future orders. That is an all-natural product, so there's nothing in there to manipulate or boost that product into working faster for you.
Yes, no, I would to cancel.
Once I'm done canceling, I'm going to issue you a cancellation number. Hold on.
Okay, thank you.
Alrighty, that cancellation number would be C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
B as in boy.
Okay.
Number 5. D as in dog.
Mm-hmm.
49.
Mm-hmm.
A as in apple.
Mm-hmm.
The number 5.
Okay.
C as in cat.
Okay.
D as in dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then the number 6.
Number 6. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. That account has been canceled, so you won't be billed nor receive any more of that product.
Okay, great. And can I also be refunded for the charges I did not authorize for the last few months? It's been like a $100 charge for the past 2 or 3 months now.
Well, one signed up with the trial. It was a 14-day trial that you signed up for on March the 22nd. And once that, when signing up for the trial, you have to check the box that agrees to the terms and conditions, and that's what this information was, that it was a reoccurring subscription.
Okay, but it didn't say that there would be an $100 charge every
month. Yes,
ma'am.
All the information was in the terms and conditions. It will tell you the price. Depending on the product you pick, it will tell you the price of the product that will reoccur, and it will tell you the price that will be charged if the trial was not canceled in 14 days.
Okay. Thanks so much for canceling the account.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye.
Bye-bye.